This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back, or welcome back, I should say. There's another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, let's tell you right off the bat, Xander Gee will not be joining us tonight. He had an accident a few days ago. He is alive and well, just sore. Which it's been years since I've been in a fender bender of that kind. So our well wishes go out to him. Hop on his page on Facebook, you know, Xander Gibb, and wish him well. I'm sure he'll get a big kick out of it. Got a lot of good stuff for you tonight, I hope. In the second hour, we're going to talk about your finances a little bit. You know, what took place this week, what it really means, where the stock market is at. I don't care how little money you have. How are you going to save it? The little money you have, that is. It doesn't matter. You got to start somewhere. And for some of you older folks who haven't started at all, well, I hear Walmart's hiring. And not just for you, for a lot of people. Hey, you know, the truth of the matter is that it used to be really hard. The older you got to get a job, now there are some opportunities for you to make some money to be able to at least help supplement maybe your Social Security or something. But David Fisher, who joins us on a regular basis on the show, will talk to that. All right. So our buddy Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton, I always get a kick out of him because, you know, he's a reverend. And years ago, you guys used to make fun of me for making fun of him. He doesn't sound like a reverend. He doesn't act like a reverend. Doesn't sound like he's pushing for peace and love and harmony. That's the way he talks. I figure I can if he can, right? So the title of the piece was that this video had surfaced of Al Sharpton, but this video has been around for a long time. It just needs to be played more. We need to keep driving him back into the hole he came out of. I'm serious. I mean, I'm sure in his early days, he probably did a lot for the cause, but I'm not so sure that's true anymore. I mean that, really. Then I'm going to talk about a mother. I guess call her a monster. I mean a mother. She's a feminist who keeps calling her sons. She refers to them as prospective rapists. Isn't that cool? Really. And then Gavin Newsom agrees with me. Yes, yours truly. I'll tell you what that's all about later on in the hour. Okay, I know about that one. Oh, I'm going to talk a little bit about the pilot who heard every word of the Clinton-Lynch secret meeting. How's that grab you? Hopefully it's true. Hopefully it's real. And it will grow. We'll get more information on it. Did you get your shirt yet? Hop up on my website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Hashtag stand for America. Stand to make America great again. You know, let them know what you stand for. Seriously. I mean, you've got the guys with the little shirt that says resist on it. Let's push back. Let's show them we're going to stand. So anyway, You know, the media system's pretty messed up when you can't get any information about Sharpton. You should be able to get all kinds of information about Sharpton. We should see this stuff on a regular basis, right? And, you know, you hear about the racism, the continued racism of us Trump supporters and President Trump himself. He's constantly put on blast for being a racist when the only statements he's ever made have been quoting statistics. Think about that. So I'd love to know if you liberals out there have anything to say about it, because I know Al Sharpton's one of the gods, one of the minor gods of the Dem Party, but a god nonetheless. You know, Sharpton has never ceased to amaze anybody with his horrible racist statements over the years against white people. Now, the problem is the media, you know, the media thinks it's cool, hip, whatever the words are today, to make fun of white people, to go against white people, especially today with all the BLM stuff going on. So, I'm surprised why nobody has spoke out against this video in all the years, because it's surfaced a half a dozen times. This isn't the first time. Now, take a listen. Hey, board up, you better keep your finger near the button, because as I recall, this is clean. I listened to this earlier. It was clean. But let's see what he has to say. He doesn't believe in marches. He doesn't believe in all that stuff. What he believes in is offing the pigs. They got pigs out there. You ain't off one of them. Right? Now, they were up in arms that President Trump, when he was the candidate Trump, you know, said to Russia, well, look, you know, if you've got information on Hillary, you need to release it, right? Remember that? He specifically called it to Russia and said, look, you know, if you got into that equipment, if you've got information, get rid of it. I mean, get it out there. And they said that he was telling the Russians to hack, because, you know, they listened to Trump, right? He was telling the Russians to hack the DNC computers or computers as well, get all the information they could on Hillary and get it out there. This, Sharpton is telling his people to actually go out and kill. Yeah, for those of you who don't understand that kind of language, oft is kill. But I'll wait. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. You're listening to Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots coming up tonight. Going to have a lot of fun. In the second hour, we've got David Fisher going to be joining me from Landmark Capital. Yeah, you got to know what's going on with your finances. You have to have a clue. Whether you have a little finances or a whole bunch of finances, you still have to have a clue to what's going on. So we'll check him out in the second hour. First hour, if you were expecting Xander Gibb tonight, Xander got in a minor car accident. So go ahead and hop on his page on Facebook, I guess, Xander Gibb, and check him out and tell him, hey, get better, dude. So we were talking about Al Sharpton. I always have a good time with him. But before we do that, the next commercial break, I want you to head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including buy my book, ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, all the labels the left has given me, but you find out you don't need to. We're not as bad as they say. Well, nothing is really as bad as they say it is, but whatever. So Al Sharpton, back in 1992, at Keene College in New Jersey, was given a speech, or a talk, or whatever you want to call it. And his true color, well, he made his true colors always showed, because he was always out there talking about violence. The Right Reverend Sharpton was always out there talking about violence. The Right Reverend Sharpton wasn't necessarily talking about love of his fellow human beings. Now, I don't know what church he got reverendized from, but there's very few churches that really just push violence and only violence. But one of the things he was talking about was, you ain't offed, he keeps telling them they need to off the pigs. And he says, I do what I, well, let me play more of this for you.
What I believe in, I do. Do what you believe in. Or shut up and admit you've lost your courage and your guts to stand up.
So he's telling them, in order for them to stand up, in order for them to do what they need to do, do the right thing. For those of you who missed it, I'll play it again in a second. You need to go off some pigs. Take a listen. In case you missed it the first time, I want to make sure that I don't misunderstand him. If you think I misunderstood him, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If any of you think that this is just one of those things where he's doing some hype, when you talk about offing a cop, pigs in a blanket, fry him, it's not right. It's not funny. And there's no chuckle. There's no lighthearted side to that. Not a one. Now, I wonder if anybody on the left is offended by this, or if they'll make excuses for him. We already know the answer to that.
Oh, brother, I don't believe in marching. I believe in offering the pig. Well, they got pigs out here. You ain't off one of them.
Did you catch that? He doesn't believe in marches. He believes in offing the pigs. And again, he says, hey, there's pigs out here. You have it off. Wait, let me translate for some of you, okay? You keep saying you want to kill a cop. You keep saying you want to beat a cop. You keep saying that you want to do violence against a cop. There's a bunch of them out here. I haven't seen any of you do anything. Is that kind of like a dare?
What I believe in, I do. Do what you believe in. Or shut up and admit you've lost your courage and your guts to stand up.
Now, I believe, if I'm off, tell me, this guy ran with Martin Luther King. He was very young, but he ran with Martin Luther King. I don't remember Martin Luther King talking about killing cops, or killing anybody for that matter. Right? But he is. Again, I say, where's the outrage? Where's the people on the left? Why is it that they don't come out? Think about this. People on the left call for this kind of stuff all the time. And the leaders of the left never say anything. When it comes to, radical Islam, they won't even use the words, let alone come out and say that this kind of violence is wrong. Why not? What is the problem? If you don't believe something is the right thing to do, why don't you speak out against it? And in the past, where's liberal media been on all of this? Nowhere. Nowhere to be found. And over the years, think about it, he's never ceased to amaze us. Now, this goes all the way back to 1992. So if you think his hate or anything along those lines have changed, you're just wrong. As I said, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. The Monster Mom, I have no other name for her, because I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. This is the wrong thing to do. You know, seriously, this is your mom, the person you're supposed to feel love, appreciation, understanding from, the one who's supposed to help you grow, help you understand. So she's a well-known feminist, and she calls her sons, Hi, you little prospective rapist. Get in here. Think about that. Mommy calling their son something hateful as a prospective rapist. Her name is Jody Allard. She has a habit of shaming her two sons, one of whom she says is suicidal for simply disagreeing with her. Isn't that great? That's a way to raise your kids. Or worse, for simply being male. Last week, writing in Role Reboot, the mother of the two yet relentlessly shamed her sons for their biology. Something they can't change. Well, I guess to the left they can change them. They just have to think differently, right? Maybe she can convince them they were born in the wrong body. I don't know. And then she topped herself by explaining that they are like every other man, not safe. Poster child for the leftist person. And by not safe, she means prospective rapists. Allard first asserts that while her sons are good boys, they aren't safe boys, before bragging about a semi-viral essay she wrote for the Washington Post, in which she shames her sons for their role in the feminist-constructed rape culture for merely having penises. She wrote, though her words, not mine. I mean, seriously, you know, when I talk about the lunacy of the left, this is it. And I'm looking because I don't see any remarks here by people on the left that say, okay, this lady's off. This is wrong. She shouldn't be talking like this. She says, my essay went semi-viral for the first time. My sons encountered my words about them on their friends' phones. Isn't that nice? Your teachers even talked about it. They're on their computers and even overheard them discussing it by strangers on a crowded Metro bus. It was one thing to agree to be written about. Quite another thing when you have people talking to you or talking to you about something your mom wrote. Something ugly your mom wrote. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Show you the true colors that left in a few more minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's we are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on out there. There's a lot you can get involved with. Okay, back to, I'm just amazed at some of the stories that are out there. The left really rips up, especially conservative parents, Christian conservative parents, even more so, because how tough we are on our kids, and we make them feel bad by expecting more out of them. It's insane. It is true insanity. And yet this mom here is held up as a hero. She's a well-respected / or well-loved feminist, Jody Allard, look at her up. And yet she shames her two sons on a regular basis, one who she openly admits is suicidal. Why would you shame somebody that's suicidal? We just sent somebody to jail because she encouraged her boyfriend, because he was so weak, her words, not mine, to commit suicide. Come on, think about that. So we send her to jail for that, and here we have a mom whose son is suicidal, and she continually puts him down. I hope she's held to the same standards. God forbid something should happen to her son. Now, she goes on to say that one of my sons was hurt by my words, although he's never told me so. He doesn't understand why I lumped him and his brother together in my essay. He sees himself as a good one, the one who is sensitive and thoughtful, and who listens instead of reacts. He doesn't understand that even quiet misogyny is misogyny. Now she's in his head, right? And that not all sexists sound like Twitter trolls. He's angry at me now, although he won't admit that either. And his anger led him to conservative websites and YouTube channels, places where he can surround himself with righteous indignation and against feminists, and tell himself it's ungrateful women like me who are the problem. Wow, so he's learning. That's good. It's my job, as his mom, to ensure he feels safe emotionally, no matter what violence he spews. And see how she thinks he's spewing the violence. He sounds, and I don't know him, by her own words, he sounds like a good kid. He's sensitive, he's thoughtful, he listens instead of reacting. We'd all love to have little children like that, wouldn't we? But the fact that he's a male, and even though he doesn't ooze misogyny, it's still in there. Don't you know that? I'm sorry. I'm the loon. I'm the crazy one. And then he goes to YouTube channels and other places. Oh, my God, he commits a mortal sin for her. Goes to conservative websites. Now, if it's her job as a mother, then surely he feels it. Look, I get railed on all the time for stuff I write in the paper. Because I'm on a school board, they think it affects young kids. If that's the case, I would like to see them come after this woman. She's doing the same thing. It's my job as his mother to ensure he feels safe emotionally. Well, then why aren't you doing it? You're writing about him in a paper? You're writing about him in a national publication? To make him look bad? Sure, I'd feel bad too. I'd be mad at you too. When I hear his voice become defensive, I back off but question whether I'm doing him any favors by allowing his perception of himself to go unchallenged. When I confront him with his own sexism, wow, bad kid, huh? I question whether I'm pushing too hard and leaving him without an emotional safe space in his home. Oh my God. Are you listening to this conversation with herself? I mean, it doesn't get any more whack than this. The essayist then has a momentary epiphany. Right before her own bigotry concerning men gets the best of her. As a single mother, I sometimes wonder whether the real problem is that my sons have... Get ready for this. No role models. Let me read that again. As a single mother, I sometimes wonder whether the real problem is that my sons have no role models for the type of men I hope they become. You know what? Psychiatrists talk about this all the time. I know the left doesn't like to talk about these kind of psychiatrists. And they're not even Christian psychiatrists. But they talk about the well-rounded, the whole family, the natural nucleus of the family. And I know they hate these words, but kids need male and female role models. That is the best environment for them to be in. Now, notice I didn't say only, so you keep your emails to yourself. And she shouldn't wonder. She's hit the nail on the head. Yes, these boys need a male role model in their lives. Males that will push back on this kind of thing. Males that will show them that we're not the nasty ogre monsters that those feminists make us out to be. It's really funny how that whole generation has got to the point now where they feel if they don't like something, if they don't like the way it is, they don't like the way it feels, then it has to be wrong because it can't be them. They don't need to change. They're perfect. You notice when you read these writings from these people, most of the time, they never do anything wrong. Now, she's done a lot of maybe, maybe, maybes in here, but she doesn't say, you know what, maybe I need to change this. Maybe I need to go down this road, and that's what I'm going to do to see if it makes a difference. But she's now, these come from the same writers that did that whole slut-shaming thing. Remember how bad it was to slut-shame? Now it's bad to body-shame? They call anytime you're called out on anything, you're shaming, and shaming is bad. Well, she's calling her boys out for being males and shaming them. How come it's not bad for her? I'm curious. But she quickly reverses herself. She believes that all men are evil, so she quickly turns herself around. You know that thing where we're always told that feminists don't believe that men are bad, but they always talk about how bad men are, so apparently they don't even have they either don't have a grasp of the English language, or they're just lying. Really that simple. She goes on to say, but when I look around at the men I know, I'm not sure a male partner would fill the hole. Where are these men who are enlightened but not arrogant? Who are feminists without self-congratulation? Well, see, but it's all your perception, lady. No male is going to live up to what you perceive as a role model because no male is going to think like you do. Men aren't inherently bad. Males are not inherently bad. Maybe it's the males you're hanging around with. Maybe it's the males you attract. If the feminist men, the men who proudly declare their progressive politics and their fight for equality aren't safe, then what man is? No man, I fear, she says. Well, that's because unless we believe that you have total control of your body, that abortion at any age, any time, any point in the pregnancy is okay, that anything that comes out of your mouth is right, true, honest, and I shouldn't question it. See, that's, you don't want a man that's progressive or what have you. No, you want a robot that you can program to do what you want it to do. She goes on, and I think her reasoning is even more bigoted. She's, believe it or not, basically, since all white people are born with the inherent sin of being white and are thusly racist beyond their control, even if only subliminally, then why can't all men buy inherently misogynistic too? You know, if she goes on to say, but if it's impossible for a white person to grow up without adopting racist ideas simply because of the environment in which they now live, how can I expect men not to subconsciously absorb at least some degree of sexism? White people aren't safe, and men aren't safe either. No matter how much I'd like to assure myself that these things aren't true. Remember when they used to say, you know, you have to be positive, you step out on a positive foot, that you give people the benefit of the doubt until, that you allow a person, you give a person, not here. And she sees herself as self-righteous. She thinks herself as some hero, right? And yet everything in this writing is negative. Negative towards men. All men. She's painting with, can you imagine if I painted with a broad brush? When conservatives paint with a broad brush, my God, it's like a mortal sin. I mean, really, this evil, this is just evil at all levels. She has marked all males as a pox on society, including her two sons. Can you imagine how her sons feel knowing that this is how their mom feels about them? When we come back, I'll finish this up, I promise, because it's painful for me, too. But I want you to see how these loons operate. I want you to see where the mind of these loons are. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please be involved in the conversation. Hey, we've got Donna from Ohio. You know, it's hard for me to see these things when I'm yanking, when I'm just talking like crazy. Look, you've got Donna from Ohio. You have Donna from Niagara Falls. I know it's not the same person. It's okay. Linda from Illinois. Boy, are you guys in trouble. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I just feel bad for you guys. You know, your legislators just passed a tax bill that'll make it even worse on you. Not better, but worse. You know, it kind of sounds, it's like they borrowed a whole bunch of money to pay off the credit cards, and now they're going to use the credit cards again and have to pay back that money. I mean, just insanity. But we'll pray for you guys, I promise. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to the woman who, she's a well-known, I guess, feminist, writes regularly. Her son, you know, and I love this because on the right, if we had something like this, the left would be relentless. What do we do on the right? We read this stuff and go, ah, she's an idiot, and we move on. Now, she's, and again, she is a well-known writer. People in her world, Jodi Allard is her name. And she just loves, first of all, she's beaten on men. She has two sons. And we're inherently evil. It's in our DNA to be inherently evil, according to her. Well, she gave birth to two evil humans. But Allard emphasizes that her son's inherent sinfulness, along with the rest of the male populations, is not her fault, it's society's. She said, it pains me to say that I don't feel emotionally safe with men, and perhaps, well, how does she sleep at night? She's got two of them in the house. And perhaps never have with a man. Well, he felt safe enough to be with somebody between his sheets for a few minutes, twice anyway. But it needs to be said because far too often we are afraid to say it. This is not a reflection of something broken or damaged in me. No, see what I mean? They take responsibility for nothing, ever. It's a reflection of the system we built and our boys absorb. Those little boys grow into men who know the value of women, the value that's been ascribed to us by a broken system. It seeps out. It seeps out from them in a million tiny little toxic ways. Now, yes, and I'm reading through this whole thing. I can't find anywhere where it says little girls and women are never taught to manipulate men, right? They're never taught to manipulate the system. They're perfect. They're angelic. More disturbingly, Allard has previously spoken about one of her sons being suicidal. In a post as recent as May, the feminist wrote in a Role Reboot about her suicidal son watching 13 Reasons Why, a show that has been argued to glorify suicide. Why would you let him watch that? If your son is suicidal, if your son has problems, why do you let them watch shows, be involved in things that could actually make it worse? They'll never understand. And we're the loons, right? We're the morons. And you know what? The sad part about this? The Dems would give her the Mother of the Year award. Come on. Be honest about it. And she has a daughter. Funny, she never writes about a daughter. Can't write anything about her daughter. I mean, this is borderline child abuse. Can you imagine what her house must be like? Can you imagine how she's treating her sons in front of her daughter, or her daughter in front of her sons? That's that whole equality thing I told you about that doesn't really exist for the left. They like to talk about it, but it's not real. And it's infuriating because, again, we let them get away with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Gavin Newsom agrees with me. And many of us. It's not even like, okay, we're trying to hide it up. We want you to stop investigating. It's like, you know what, you Dems? Stay on it. Please stay on it. Please, please, please keep talking about the Russians. Because it's working so well for you. And people are getting... And even if you have been beating on Donald Trump for 6 months, you've been against Donald Trump since the day after he got elected. Well, while he was trying to get elected. But you've been exponentially tougher on Trump, screaming foul, screaming impeachment since the day after he got married. Maybe you all should get a pamphlet of the little boy who cried wolf. You've been at this for so long. You've been beaten up on it for so long that nobody cares anymore. Only you guys do. And you may find a letter in Trump's own handwriting asking the Russians to go, please get involved and go after Hillary, and nobody's going to believe you. Nobody's going to even hear it because you've been beaten up for so long. So earlier this week, on MSNBC's Morning Joe, California Lieutenant Governor and 2008 Governor candidate Gavin Newsom stated that the Russia story isn't going to do anything. It's not going to help Democrats. It's not going to move the ball forward. It's going to do absolutely nothing for them. Take a listen. Maybe. Come on. You can do it.
Joining us now, candidate for California Governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom.
Hey, Gavin. Come on, tell us how you feel. Someday.
He currently serves as the state's lieutenant governor.
Yeah, I should know better. I should know better to even try to do these things. Anyway, you know, Gavin talks about how... Here, I'll read it to you. I'll read the transcript to you. How's that? Newsom said it doesn't do anything for the Democrats at all, and it's not going to get any one of the state houses back. Not a one. He added, it's a loser. I don't know what more evidence you need. I mean, at the end of the day, even if you game this thing out, you get rid of Trump. Now, ready for this? Shows you how nasty he is. Shows you how nasty these people are as a whole. You're left with a guy who's out there talking about conversion therapy. If you don't know what that is, look it up. But I want you to know, he comes from a state. He comes from a state that passed a law that says, if you as a parent, even a religious parent, if you as a parent have kids, and those kids, what do they call it, gender dysphoria? If those kids even want to go see, you cannot take them to a psychiatrist or a psychologist for quote-unquote conversion therapy. And the conversion therapy he's talking about is bad. And I don't think that's what Vice President Trump is talking, I mean, Vice President Pence is talking about. But, I mean, come on, California, the looniest state in the nation. And the laws that they passed, there are so many more important things for them to deal with, and the only thing they ever deal with are sexual orientation laws. It seems to be if there's 20 laws that they have to deal with every day, 15 of them have something to do with sex in some way, shape, manner, or form. And to a degree, they should just rename the state Sodom and Gomorrah. He says it doesn't do anything for the Democratic Party. So unless we deal with the issues of, you know, economic anxiety, cultural issues, in a substantive way, and we get in the how businesses and how we actually demonstrate with some acuity and strength a clear conviction in terms, we're never going to take back the state houses. See, the problem, Gavin, is you can't get there. And the biggest reason you can't get there is because you guys can't get away from Russia. You can't get away from constantly trying to berate and beat down the Republican Party to prove what a bunch of loons we are, or try to point out what a bunch of loons we are. Because you're so sure. See, the problem is that you hate us so much. And it's the hate that's going to bring you down. Or actually, it already has brought you down. The years of you screaming, they hate women, they hate kids, they hate clean air, they hate clean water. I mean, it's been a war on women. The Republicans have a war on women. This has worked out so well for you that you've lost over 900 seats nationwide. And the proof that it's a physical problem, that it's a mental problem for you people, is you've never stopped. Right? You guys all know what the definition of insanity is, but it's never stopped. So if you keep doing something a certain way and you keep getting bit and it doesn't work, what else should we say? What else should we call you? What else should we do? So my attitude is, I pray for Nancy every day. I want Nancy to live long. I want Schumer to live long. I want them to retain their influence with your party. Seriously. I want you guys to keep listening to everything they say and do what they sue, to do what they say the way they say to do it. And you'll make me very happy for many, many, many days to come. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Next up, we're going to have David Fisher join us in the next hour. We're going to talk about your finances, how you can keep them safe, you know, what's going on in the economy, what you should be worried about, not worried about. I will tell you one thing. When it comes to your finances, don't worry about Russia. It's okay. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.